This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick presses on and shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a hands-on resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called the Building My Life on Values That Last Guided Experience Book. And you can take a quick look right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Accepting Responsibility.
Now, back in the 60s, during the kind of the hippie movement, and I lived up in the Bay Area, and then I lived north of it too, and there used to be these beautiful Peter Max psychedelic posters. Some of you remember these. And one of them kind of had a 60s mantra on it that went kind of like this. It said, "I was not put on this planet to live up to your expectations. And you were not put on this planet to live up to my expectations. So let me do my thing and you do your thing. And if perchance we happen to meet, that's groovy." You know, we don't say it in such a corny way anymore, but the attitude is still around. And it goes like this. It's in Billy Joel's songs. "I don't care what they say. This is my life." Or as that great theologian Sammy Davis Jr. said, "I gotta be me." Or his theological partner Sinatra, "I did it my way." And the basic idea behind these type of songs are, I live my life the way I want to, and what's it to you? Because if it doesn't hurt you, or if you don't know about it, who cares? It's my life, and it really doesn't matter what I do because it doesn't affect you. The problem is, you're wrong. You're wrong. Every decision you make affects somebody else, even the secret ones. Even the secret ones. Because it changes you, and you then influence other people by the changes in your life. You may not see the visible results, but every choice you make influences somebody else. And every time you're irresponsible, it hurts somebody else because we're all on this same planet. When somebody in your family has a problem, it's not their problem, it's the family's problem because it influences everybody in their family. One kid, whether the kid's on drugs or the dad's under stress, believe me, it affects everybody in the family. There is no such thing as a non-affecting decision. You, all the time with your life, influence your family, parents, kids, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, husbands, wives. The choices you make influence your friends. They influence the people in your neighborhood. They influence friends at church. They influence society at large in major and minor ways. But we are all interconnected because we're on this planet together. I mean, if I were to ask five of you, say, hey, or four of you, volunteer to go with me after your service today. Let's go over to Lake Mission Viejo, and I've got a rowboat over there. And we're going to go out and catch some rays. We'll just row out in the middle of the lake and just relax for a while. So I get four of you to go with me. We got an 8-foot boat. We get over there and I say, okay, now each of you, here is your foot and a half space. Here's your space. Here's your space. Here's your foot and a half. Here's your foot and a half. This is my space over here. Okay? So we go out, we row out into the middle of the lake. We're out there relaxing, getting a tan. 20 minutes into the boat trip, I pull out a wood drill and start drilling a hole in the bottom of the boat in my space. You say, what are you doing, Rick? And I say, I'm drilling a hole. You say, Well, what are you doing? You can't do that. I said, don't worry about it. It's my life. This is my space. I'm not drilling it on your space. You got your own space. You want to drill a hole, fine. You don't want to drill a hole, fine. What's good for you is fine, but what's good for me is fine. And I want to drill a hole in my space. You say, you don't understand something, Rick. We're all in the same boat. And if the boat goes down, we're all going down with it. And that's why it's totally irresponsible to say, I can live any lifestyle I want. If I want to shoot up with drugs or shoot my brain with a bullet, it doesn't matter to you. It does matter to me because it affects me. And it affects other people around. And the Bible teaches we affect other people by our lives. Now see, it's interesting that when we are irresponsible, the two most common excuses, rationalizations we give are, number one, nobody will know about it, and number two, it won't hurt anybody. And you're wrong on both accounts. You're wrong. A man can say, oh, I can get away with this because my wife will never know. I can do this and it won't hurt my wife. And kids can say, oh, I can do this. It won't hurt my parents. And employees say, you know, I can do this because it's a big company. It won't hurt anybody. And you're wrong. So you need to be responsible because God is watching and because other people are affected. But there's a third reason, and this is even a positive point here, and that is I need to be responsible because God rewards it. And boy, does he reward it. Deuteronomy 28 verse 2 says this in the Bible. You will experience all of God's blessings if you obey the Lord. Circle that word all. God says you will not believe what I will pour out on your life if you will live responsibly with your time, with your money, with your relationships, with your every area of your life. I will bless you in ways you cannot even imagine. One of the ways that God rewards us when we are responsible is he gives us greater responsibility. The next verse, Jesus says, to those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. And so if you use your influence well, guess what? You become more influential. And if you use your possessions well, guess what? God will provide more of them. Why should God give you more money when you're not responsible with the finances you've got right now? He doesn't have any obligation to help you when you're living irresponsibly in that area or any other area. But he says, on the other hand, if you will be responsible, I will bless your socks off in a way you can't imagine. Now, if that's the case, how do I become a more responsible person? Well, look on the back of your outline. Anytime you want to talk about responsibility, there's a certain book you have to go to in the Bible. You know, the Bible's made up of 66 different books inside. And there's an entire book of the Bible written about how to live a responsible life. It's called the Book of Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 chapters in it. That means if you read one chapter a day, you'd read through the book once a month. I want to challenge you today to read a chapter a day of Proverbs for the rest of your life. It means you'll go through it about 12 times a year. And each time you read through it in a different translation. Then get another one, read through it in another one, then another one. Because you'll get more and more out of it. This is the book that teaches you how to live. It teaches you things like, how do you build strong relationships? It talks about how to handle wealth. It talks about how to build a business. It talks about how to get along with other people, how to save your marriage. It talks about child raising. It talks about what to do when you fail, what to do when you succeed. It's an amazing storehouse of God's wisdom. And so you have to go to Proverbs when you look at responsible living. Now, it's interesting to me that in our culture, we actually idolize irresponsible people. You take the most irresponsible people in the world and we say, oh, look at them. Aren't they cute? They just, you know, thumb their nose to convention and to the law and to everything else. And they really are, oh, they're free spirits. They're unique. And they're the ones who get all these awards and glory and their picture on magazine covers. And we call them great. Well, God has another word for irresponsible people. It's a four-letter word. He calls them a fool. A fool. 69 times the word fool is used in the book of Proverbs. And the same guy who wrote Proverbs wrote Ecclesiastes, the next book, and it's used 23 times in that book. Now, when we use the word fool, we usually mean stupid, dumb, low IQ, uneducated, unsophisticated, naive, not very smart. But when God uses the word fool, he says it means irresponsible. Irresponsible. He says, you know what? You can have low IQ and not be a fool. You can have little or no education and not be a fool. But if you are irresponsible, God says, in light of the meaning of life and why he put you on earth, you're foolish if you live irresponsibly. So 69 times in the book, he says, here's what a fool does. And on the other hand, he contrasts, says, here's what a wise person, a responsible person does. Now, we don't have time to go into all 69 of those today. So let me just give you four to get started. Four ways to get started on being a more responsible person. And your homework this week is to go find the other 65 and write them down, because they're all there.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Today, so many people are confused about who they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. That's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together Building Your Life on Values That Last, that will help you to develop and apply God's values in your life. This vegan leather-bound, full-color, beautifully illustrated guided study will reveal what God has to say about responsibility, trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. And it will help you to develop and apply God's values in your life. It'll show you practical ways to make the changes you need to get back on track. And here's the best part. You don't have to do this on your own strength. God will guide you every step along the way. Building Your Life on Values That Last is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, application exercises, and lots of space for you to write down your responses to what God is teaching you. This comprehensive study tool will help you go deeper as you follow Jesus. And it's yours when you support Daily Hope financially. Call 800-600-5004 right now to get yours, or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
How can I be a more responsible person? Number one, by saving my money. By saving my money. God says, if you're not saving any of your money for the future, you are being a fool. You're being irresponsible. For instance, the average Japanese citizen saves 25% of their income in Japan. The average European saves 14 to 15% of their income. The average American saves less than 5% of his or her income. Why? Because we have bought into this instant gratification society that says, I've got to have it now. Buy now, pay later, live for today, enjoy it all now, and don't worry about tomorrow. And as a result, the average American puts $1,300 on his credit card for every $1,000 he makes. What's wrong with this picture? I'll tell you what it is. He's acting like the government. Okay? Now, only the government can get away with that. It's called deficit spending, because they got a little machine in the back that prints the money. And unless you have one of those in your garage, you're headed for trouble. You're headed for trouble. Deficit spending. And so we spend, and Americans are not saving anything. God says that's foolish. The average American spends 6 hours a week in shopping-related activities. Now, some of you blow that statistic out of the water. I know. I've seen you, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping, And yeah, it's interesting, by the way, that the more educated you are, the more you shop. So some of you go, see, honey, I'm smart. See, I'm really smart. I'm getting ready to go out on a little educational field trip, darling. God says, that's dumb if you're spending all your money and you're not saving anything. Look at what it says. Let's read Proverbs 21:20 with great guilt. Okay? Ready? Let's read it aloud. The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets. Ouch. Spends whatever he gets. Now you say, Rick, why are you making a big deal of this? Because did you know that the number one cause of divorce is not adultery? It's not having an affair. The number one cause of divorce is not abuse. It's debt. 54% of the divorces in America occur over financial pressures. We have now decided that the marriage vow is till debt do us part. And God says that's not very smart. Now, let me just get real honest with you. I read a survey this week that said most baby boomers are going to be flat broke in retirement, and they're going to live in abject poverty. Why? Because they're not saving anything. Are you teaching your kids how to save? Are you teaching them how to make three little banks or three little boxes, and you divide up in allowances? This is for spending. This is for tithing, giving back to God. This is for savings. And when they get over, you get them, open them a bank account, and you teach them how to give, how to save, and how to spend. More important, are you modeling that? Or is everything just going out the door? Regardless of how little your income is, you need to learn to live on a margin where you live on less than you make so you can put away some to save. God says that's being responsible. Somebody asked John D. Rockefeller, who at one time was the world's wealthiest man, how did you amass such a fortune? He said, it's real simple. I've abided by it all my life. He said, I give the first 10% as a tithe back to God. I save 10% and I live on the other 80%. Not a bad starting point. I would suggest that if you were being haphazard in your finances, that you might start that agenda. Returning the first 10% to God, as he says, saving 10% and learning to live on the rest. Why? The Bible says this, the fool thinks only about having a good time now. And like it or not, God uses money to test you. He is testing your responsibility. And when he looks at your finances, some of those rewards in heaven and those responsibilities in heaven, God's going to look and say, were you responsible with what I gave you here on earth? And the Bible also says, to whom much is given, much is required. So you want to be responsible? Start saving your money. Number two, if you want to be responsible, one of the ways is by controlling my reactions. By controlling my reactions. Well, before we get into this point, here's what I want to do today. I want you to rate yourself on each of these four areas. Now, we're not going to go 1 to 10, but let's just use a kind of thumbs up or thumbs down. It's like a plus sign means this is under control in my life, it's doing great, and I feel good about it. Minus means major warning here, I'm not being very responsible. So give yourself a plus or minus in the area of the money. Right now, okay? Plus sign means, yeah, we're saving. We have a consistent plan for saving, spending, and giving. Or B, no, we have no consistent plan, or we're not saving. Give yourself a minus. Now, no peeking. Okay, don't peek at anybody else. That would be irresponsible. Okay? Write that down. Now, number two. Second way, by controlling my reactions. Earlier, we talked about that you cannot control the events. You can't control the things, the tragedies that happen to you, but you can control your response and reaction. So God says, if you want to be responsible, maturity and responsibility are evident in your life when you can handle the pressures, the stresses, the problems, the pains of life without losing it, without becoming stressed out, without becoming angry and blowing up, without moving, shrinking into depression. And he says, when people hurt you, he says, you turn around and you do good to them. He says, the key to responsibility is learning to control your emotional reactions. Notice these verses. A fool expresses all his emotions, but a wise person controls them. Do you do that? Of course, the way that we usually express our emotions is through our words. And so Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew, people will be responsible for every careless word they've said. I don't like that verse. That's one of the ones I wish God had left out of the Bible. Because honestly, it says, I, Rick Warren, am going to be held responsible for every careless word I've said.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us today. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today. But first, so many people are confused about who they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. And that's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together a new resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that everything you do and every decision you make is based on your values? Today, so many people are confused about what they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives because they're looking in the wrong places and they're living by values that are at odds with God's values. In fact, I believe living with values is the number one conflict and cause of stress in our lives today. So what's God's solution? Well, he wants us to live by his eternal values, the values that he teaches in the Bible. Now, I have prepared a new resource that I want to tell you about today to help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's a resource I'm calling Building Your Life on Values That Last. It's a self-guided study that I believe will help you grow spiritually. It'll help you understand what matters most in your life. It will help you determine the things that are really important in your life, and it'll help you to follow God's eternal plan for your life. Building Your Life on Values at Last is going to help you in ways you've never imagined. It'll help you learn what God has to say about trust, self-control, balance, responsibility, respect, forgiveness. It will help you understand what the Bible says about moral purity and fairness and honesty and love. And I will show you some practical ways to make the changes you need to make to get back on track so that you're living by God's values, not by the world's pressures. Now, here's the best news. You don't have to do this in your own strength. God is going to give you the power and the ability to make the changes he wants you to make. You're really going to want to get this tool. We've produced this study in a way that will remind you about the lasting effect of eternal values. And it's got a beautiful leather-like cover. It's filled with beautiful artwork and biblical truths and practical lessons and application exercises and a lot of space for you to write down your thoughts, your responses, your ideas to what God is teaching you. This is something you're going to keep for a long, long time. It's a comprehensive study tool that I believe is going to help you go deeper as you follow Jesus. And I'm proud to carry one of these myself. I hope you'll get one today.
Call 800-600-5004 right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's 800-600-5004, or just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.